It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Untold Story podcast. I'm Martha McCallum, and I'm really pleased to be joined by my elections co-anchor, Brett Baer. And Brett, you know, it's interesting to sort of take, I want to take a little bit of a big picture look at what's going on with the midterm elections, because over the past several days, it feels like there's a little bit of a momentum shift, and you have a lot of people writing stories about how in a lot of these races, Democrats are sort of narrowing some of the gaps. What's your sense of what's going on big picture?
Hey, Martha. Good to be here. I think there has been a shift, and we talked about it the other day on the story, and that is, you know, Democrats felt this real push in the wake of the Dobbs decision overturning Roe v. Wade, that they had this issue. And you looked at something like Kansas and an effort to change the state constitution there that fell short, and the pro-choice side of it won big in a place like Kansas. And you looked at the legislation that was passing up on Capitol Hill, and we're waiting for, you know, what they call the Inflation Reduction Act, which obviously is, a lot of critics say is not. But so they looked at legislative victories and a complete turnaround and felt like the momentum was their way. I do think that this raid, we don't have all the details still, which is hard to believe, but I do think it has put this momentum in the Trump supporter, but also the independent who like Trump policies and who's concerned about government overreach and who's concerned about an expanding IRS with 87,000 IRS personnel being added, and who's concerned about government overall being a bigger part of your lives. I think that kind of materialized in sort of a bump for that side of the equation. Now, does it hold to November? I don't know. But you are seeing, you know, Trump-supported candidates have a lot of success. And 8 of 9 House Republicans who voted for impeachment of the former president have either retired or lost their primaries.
Yeah, it's going to be obviously very interesting to see what happens in the general. You know, how effective are those Trump supported candidates, as you point out, Brett, doing very well? And then, but one of the things that I hear a lot, and I'm sure you hear a lot in D.C. where you are, is that there are a lot of concerns about these Senate races among Republican fundraisers, that they're worried that some of those Trump candidates can't make it across the finish line, and that you could end up with a scenario where there could have potentially been a Senate swing to the GOP that is now looking kind of uphill.
I agree. And I mean, listening to Senator McConnell on Special Report, you know, he was definitely downplaying expectations. I mean, they still feel pretty bullish about the House, and what that number looks like, you know, all depends. But he was saying, you know, maybe it's a 50-50 Senate. Maybe it's Democrats have won or we have won. You know, they were talking about 4 or 5 pickups at one time. So I do think there's real concern about Pennsylvania, about Georgia, about a couple of those races, Arizona, where they thought it might be a layup with vulnerable Democrats. And now they have candidates that have their own issues. Now, the caveat to that, obviously, is these races really don't start until after Labor Day, when people start focusing, the money starts flowing, the ads are going, and then the issues are kind of vetted out. That's when you and I hopefully bounce around the country and moderate debates in these different places that really kind of give voters a difference on policy, rather than, you know, these early ads that say Dr. Oz is from New Jersey and kind of set the table in personality.
Yeah, it's going to be so interesting during that period to see how some of these candidates fare, you know, and we're hoping that some of them will join us for debates. But you look at a Blake Masters against Mark Kelly in Arizona, and the early polling has been showing that despite the drag on the president's numbers, President Biden's numbers, they haven't really impacted Mark Kelly all that much. It feels like people are kind of separating what they're seeing at the federal level from what they're seeing in their state elections. And I wonder what that looks like. I wonder what you think about that.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I think that, well, first of all, Mark Kelly has been pretty adept at avoiding media coverage. We've tried to get him numerous times. I don't think he's done any Sunday shows or any shows. He has been out with ads, and I think he's done some local TV about his biggest concern, which is the border, which is unique for Democrats. And I think that I think he's done a pretty good job of kind of laying that groundwork. However, his voting record is with the president 99% of the time. And so I think you'll see more of that from the Masters campaign as you get past Labor Day. And the question is whether Biden's approval still hovers pretty low, and it may, and what that effect is on all these different races.
The Untold Story continues right after this.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Yeah, you've got this equation of what the White House is touting as a list of accomplishments in recent weeks, including this inflation reduction bill, which, as you point out, a lot of people have thrown a lot of shade on as to whether or not it actually will do that versus
including Bernie Sanders, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Versus his poll numbers, which continue to be really low. And that's the gap that is sort of unexplained at this point. And you can feel how that narrative that's been clearly pushed by the communications folks at the White House to constantly push out this list of accomplishments. So far, it's out of sync with the poll numbers. But I saw John Anzalone, who does polling for Biden, for President Biden, said, oh, I'm feeling a lot better on August 10th than I was feeling on May 10th. So it's hard to tell whether or not, you know, they're seeing stuff in their internals, which is genuinely moving, or if they're trying to move it by saying that things look better.
Yeah. Here's one thing. I mean, you have to say gas prices have gone down, and that's a good thing for the White House. They're still high relatively, but they're going down. And when they tout that, that's a legitimate thing. If they stay going that way is the question before November. What's not going down yet are food prices. And so people, when they feel it, when they really feel it at the kitchen table, talk about finances, that has, I think, the biggest impact when it comes to an election and thinking about the future. So all this talk, you know, we're talking about the raid and how it fires people up and talking about Roe v. Wade. In reality, I think it's really how they feel going into November.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if the Fed can pull off the soft landing that they have tried to execute. And, you know, it kind of the market seems to be thinking that maybe they won't need to continue to hike interest rates to the great extent that they have in the last two rounds when they meet in September. But that'll also obviously be something to watch. Let's talk a little bit before I let you go about the other side, about the impact of what happened at Mar-a-Lago, just in terms of the big picture impact on Trump and when he decides to get in or get out of this race.
Yeah. I mean, boy, everything you hear from the people who've talked to the former president suggests that he's made the decision and he's at least leaning or deciding to jump in. When that is, according to them, I'm talking about Senator Lindsey Graham, congressman who met with him the other day at Bedminster, seems like it's just a matter of time. I'm not sure that's definitive, but it does seem like it's heading that way. I mean, I said we don't know a lot, but if this turns out, as a major mistake, but in the way that they did it, not that they're not following the law or going after classified documents that he's not supposed to have, not that, in the way that it was done. If this is a major mistake and they overstepped, and I can't imagine the blowback after what we saw with the Russia investigation. Yeah. And while some networks and some news organizations really didn't cover the nitty gritty of the Russia investigation, it was egregious. And that's why people, you know, think what they think about this. Mm-hmm. If it turns out that they don't have, you know, the juice, they don't have the stuff, it's going to be really quite something to watch. It could go the other way too, though, Martha.
Indeed. And, you know, I saw a lower third is what we call it in TV news across the bottom of the screen on another channel. The walls are closing in on Trump. And I thought, boy, they could have dusted that one off from several scandals, because they've said that many, many times. And who knows? We don't know what documents they were specifically looking for and what how all of that might unfold. But I also
but let me just say this. I mean, yeah, the walls are closing in. The vice is, you know, tightening. And if anything, what this raid did was take away from what I thought was pretty compelling laying out of the January 6th committee of the 187 minutes, you know, for independents who looked at that and hadn't really put it all together. It didn't sit well with them if you looked at polls around the country. And, you know, so that was all going on. People could say that the January 6th committee was, you know, is super partisan and doesn't have a minority side. That's all true. But the laying out of the facts of that day, you know, were not looking good for the former president. But now he is in the role of a victim of, mm-hmm. we don't know what, again, but right now he's playing that role. And playing it pretty effectively to support of Republicans up and down the spectrum.
Yeah, I mean, he's got so much coming at him from so many directions, to the New York State investigation into the business side, and you've got a grand jury investigation into January 6th, supposedly. And then you've got this one, which is at least on the top line addressing documents that were taken from the White House, and whether or not those connect to January 6th, I guess, is one of the big questions that remains to be seen. But I also think about these other potential campaigns. You know, you think about Pompeo or Youngkin or Nikki Haley and all of these players who are sort of prepping the ground for the potential to launch campaigns for 2024. And they're going to have to do that shortly after November. And you got to wonder what's happening in those camps, Brett, as they look at, you know, President Trump, as you say, at least in this moment that we're in victim mode, and what that's going to mean for whether or not any of them have a shot at launching any kind of campaign.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And I think we'll know a lot more in the next couple of weeks. And again, I'm pretty sure the poll position where we start from scratch and look at what we're looking at is the day after Labor Day. And that's when people are heading back to school. They're getting back into the mix of things. And that's when the TV ads start full time. So we're in for an interesting time ahead of November. I really do believe it's it could go either way. It does not feel as big a red wave as we thought just a couple of months ago. But again, all things can change in politics in a couple of months.
And that's why we stay tuned to Special Report every night. Brett Baer, anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and Brett and I co-anchor our election coverage. We're going to be doing that throughout the fall, and look forward, as always, Brett, to continuing to work with you. It's always a great adventure. So thanks so much for stopping by the Untold Story today. Great to talk to you. We'll see
you
later.
Happy to do it. See you soon.
You've been listening to The Untold Story. I'm Martha McCallum. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Make sure to rate and review. For more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.